samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Untukku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the World Service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of RRINET on Indonesia today. On Wednesday, 22nd January 2025. Well, I hope that all of you are fine. Today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness, including to your family. Well, with my great pleasure, I hope that today can be your goodness, and also today can be your special moment in doing daily activities maybe, and when you are able to try to improve your capacity, it is very good, because building capacity is important to make your life better than before. Maybe when you have target or goal, by improving your capacity, this can also make about your target or goals faster than before. I also hope that this year, what you have already planned, what you have already said about your target, you are able to reach maybe until the end of this year, 2025. And our team has also already prepared our interesting segments for you all, to entertain you, to inform you, and even to make you understand also full of insight about Indonesia, including its information and also Indonesian entertainment. So don't go anywhere, as the first song that I'd like to accompany you is the song from here, Noah, with title Langit Tak Mendengar. Enjoy the song.
giving love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and listen to the beauty of measure among the cows.
Aku terhenti padamu, ku berharap.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, after a few minutes listening to music, now this is the time for me to share you our quote of the day. Quote of the day is from Host Chokro Aminoto. He said, if you want to be great and noble, associate with all levels of society and serve them sincerely. Once again, he said, if you want to be great and noble, associate with all levels of society and serve them sincerely. That's quote from Host Chokro Aminoto.
Coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta. Luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta. Sakit sebelumnya masih kurasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat. Jangan buat terikat. Coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta. Luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta. Sakit sebelumnya masih kurasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Oh, bukan ku tak jatuh cinta. Lelah ulang kesalahan yang sama. Ku ingin kita jalani cinta. Ku ingin kita jalani cinta tanpa tergesa. Tanpa tergesa.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on today's Music Corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu.
Angin membawa rinduku embraced Christianity, hosted important events, with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own. Easily accessible. Still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Satu yang Nyan itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Cipuray. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandetkin, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which does have Berkusalam, each time being to preserve. In the Nyanit tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Cipuray. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm.
Ayo orangnya nih.
The glass of tea is rotated twice clockwise over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, maka lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum. Nah.
The Sundanese old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati often used the Nyanit tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Retaining the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things. Day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works. And action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we seek.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant. But more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved JASEP also aims for Indonesia to protect, which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanud community is to create a Nyanud village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanud village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanud tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanudnya juga.
Lagu is Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery, and for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this is the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Better lower your volume if you don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they proudly prowl and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
I am marked with words. Today, I'll tell you stories you've never heard. Find the bridge to my world. The being of light. I
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, finally, we would like to end our togetherness at the program of Erinet on Indonesia today. Thank you for listening and watching us, and we are going to continue our Indonesia today. Have a nice day.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Here is a slide. Indonesia seeks international marine conservation collaboration. Downstreaming is key for Indonesia to become high-income country. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry Sakti Wahyu Trenggono has sought international collaboration for the effective management of marine conservation areas. The minister said that management of marine conservation areas in Indonesia, which is home to 23% of the world's mangrove, 80% of coral reefs, and 15% of sea grass, would have implications for the global community. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry views downstreaming as a cornerstone for the Indonesia transformation into a high-income nation with a per capita income target of $20,000. The head of Kadin Chairman Anindya Bakri during the World Economic Forum panel discussion in Davos more recently explained that Indonesia's downstreaming strategy has effectively integrated us into the global supply chain. Beyond critical minerals, Indonesia's downstreaming efforts encompass other sectors, notably food production, aligning perfectly with the government's food self-sufficiency initiative. That's your slam for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.